Good afternoon, KDIX listeners. This is Julie Ellingson of the North Dakota Stockmen's Association with this week's edition of Stock Talk. It has been a full week with lots of communication with producers and decision makers in conversations about the cattle market and the livestock industry. We had a chance this week to visit with Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins, Commissioner of Agriculture Doug Goring, Representative Julie Fedorchek, and other stakeholders in meetings about raising safe, high-quality beef and the need for consistent, common-sense policies that let our producers do what they do best. The Stockmen's Association has reiterated its steadfast position against market-altering policies and its belief that supply and demand, not the government, should set the market. In other news, bad news, Palmer amaranth was discovered and confirmed this week in Divide County. One plant was pulled from a wet green spot on the outer edges of a wheat field. A sample was taken and submitted for DNA analysis to the National Agricultural Genotyping Center, where it was confirmed. Commissioner of Agriculture Doug Goring said that while the Divide County finding is now being managed and monitored, the public is urged to contact and work with their local wheat officers, NDSU Extension, and other experts to identify and report any suspect plants. Palmer amaranth may spread through multiple channels, including contaminated seed mixes, equipment, machinery, animal feed, bedding, manure, and wildlife. And it's a bad one. Palmer amaranth is actually considered one of the most troublesome and aggressive agricultural weeds in the United States due to its rapid growth, prolific seed production, high competitiveness with crops, and the ability to develop resistance to multiple herbicides. It can actually grow 2 to 3 inches per day under favorable conditions, and a single female plant can produce anywhere from 100,000 to over 1 million small seeds, which rapidly build a persistent seed bank in the soil. To report a suspect plant, visit the North Dakota Agriculture Department website or contact your local county weed officer. The Stockmen's Foundation will be hosting its every other year Stockmen's Ball in Bismarck on December 6th. The night will include prime rib, hors d'oeuvres, drinks, auctions, and dancing to live music from Tris Munzik and the Innocents, as well as a chance to support the Foundation's charitable mission. Its most notable project this year was $1 million distributed in disaster relief to wildfire victims through the Out of the Ashes Wildfire Disaster Program. Tickets for the ball, by the seat or by the table, are now available by calling 223-2522. The North Dakota Stockmen's Association works to unite, protect, promote, educate, and serve the beef industry in North Dakota. To learn more about us, call us, check out our website, ndstockmen.org, or find us on Facebook. That's all for Stock Talk this week. Have a great Thursday.